forced chemistry, odd subject matter, and courtesy laughter. It must be another roundtable, brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets, live from Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. It's all the ticket guys on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ah, yes.
Oh, God.
Hummer Ticket Stock 04 rolls on and on and on from out here at the Plano Center. We're doing the roundtable with Junior Miller, the great Gordo.
Thank you, Rhines, for having me. Oh, sorry.
The
Yes, and Cobra's out here, and Corby was voted most likely to go around with a wireless microphone as
ever.
By you, the P1, and Corby is out with the wireless microphone, and what we thought we'd do right now is a little thing we like to call Ask the Program Director.
Yeah,
Jeff Catlin is with us. Jeff Catlin is our program director. This is our boss. Everybody welcome him, please. He's the one who put this station on the air for you, and he's been here since day one.
He built this station.
He was here before day one.
That's right. And so Jeff Catlin wanted to take your questions, the P1. Any comments,
it's a tradition,
concerns,
Jeff, you know this.
Concerns you have about the station? There's something you don't like? This is the time to approach the program
director
about it.
Somebody you don't like?
Somebody
right?
You want to get rid of? A show that you think is not working with the rest of the shows?
The rant.
Let us hear from
you. Hotspot.
If you have a question or comment for the program director, please raise your hand. Oh, we have one over here, Corby.
Okay. Where?
Right over there.
That young lady over here in the
young
red.
Young lady.
Hey, Wayne. What's up, buddy?
What's up with you?
Oh, just
all right.
Over here, lady. Hey, what's up?
I have a question. What about NASCAR?
What kind of question
Boy,
is that?
What that's a wonderful
a,
what? Question
That's a rhetorical
that is.
Question.
No. Just leave it alone.
Isn't NASCAR a sport?
That is a great standalone question.
So what's your question?
Where's all the NASCAR stuff?
You want us to run races and have shows about NASCAR?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
I have a question for you.
You can't talk about NASCAR? Like, there's a race going on right now, and y'all
can't talk about it? I have a question for you. Where were you in 1996? NASCAR.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
That was a good question.
Yeah, I don't understand the question.
What is the subject of that, Grego?
NASCAR.
All right, so, why do you not talk about NASCAR more often?
You can talk about whatever you want, but that clearly is not a program director question. What about NASCAR?
Sure it is. What about NASCAR?
Yeah. Well, what if you...
What about NASCAR?
If that is a program director question, I don't know what is.
Basically, she's asking, have you thrown out an edict that we cannot talk about NASCAR?
Absolutely not.
And when you did, why?
I didn't.
Didn't you?
All right, another question or comment for the program director. Thank you very much, young lady, for that first one.
There's a man in an army suit over here that has a question.
Oh, excellent. We love to hear from our boys in the service.
Sir, what's your name?
My name is Tyler.
He's not
Tyler.
In the service.
He's wearing camouflage.
You can't see me, can you, Gordon?
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay. Go ahead.
I can't see your torso, but...
For a station that's supposedly worth $17 million, why can't you buy these guys new headsets?
That's a very good question.
Boy, great question.
I love you.
Cat. All right, Catman. First of all, address the question. How much do you think the ticket is worth? $17 million?
No, I don't think the ticket is worth $17
million. Be honest with the guy. This is one of our boys in the military.
That's right. That guy right over there is fighting in Iraq.
Cadden.
I don't know why we can't get new headsets, because the ones that we had at the Super Bowl were great. Why don't we get to use those all the time?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to send a memo on that on Monday.
There you go. Thank you, Tyler.
He just fixed a problem.
Thank you, Tyler, for making that happen for us. Yeah. All right. Corby, who else we got out there?
There's a really cute girl here that I'd like to say hi to.
Yeah, let's talk to you.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Are you a mommy?
I am.
Oh,
so really?
Tiny for being a mommy. Congratulations.
Oh, is that your little kiddo right beside you?
No.
Well, then who is the kid? That's his kid.
Oh, that's yours. Are you married?
I am.
To that guy right there?
To who?
My husband's at home with the kids.
Really? And why are you here?
I'm with JR's Custom Auto.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. A client, in other words.
Now, how much of a mommy are you? How old are your kids?
I have a 3.5-year-old and an 18-month-old.
I bet you do.
Stop it, Craig. Come on.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
Now, did you have both of these children?
Why are you having children at such a young age?
I guess.
You're rotting out your innards.
Huh. I'm four.
You're four? What's your name, sweetheart?
Savannah.
Susanna.
Savannah.
Oh, Savannah.
I love that name.
Is it Savannah or Susanna?
Savannah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like the city. In Georgia, right?
Good, Gordon. Great.
Sorry.
Now, how old were you when you got married?
I was 20.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know what I was thinking.
And you're tired of him now, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, you are. How old is he?
He's 31.
So he was 26 when y'all got married?
Mm-hmm.
May I ask her a question?
Yes, Gordon.
Actually, a couple questions. Number one, what is your name?
My name is Haley.
Haley. That's
a pretty name.
Okay, and number two, these babies that you had, did you have them in the most
conventional
of methods?
Or do we have to cut your gut open?
Whoops.
I guess, I don't know.
You don't know? You can't remember?
Way, you don't remember?
It was in a loving way, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, gross.
Now, can I ask you, how tall are you, by the way? Look, 5'3", 2"?
5'5".
Can you stand up for the crowd?
It doesn't sound like she has a comment for the program director.
Okay. Well, I don't.
See y'all later.
We're done.
Wait.
Don't leave.
No, Matt. Cat.
Look at how tiny she is for a mommy of two.
Mm-hmm. Where did Cat go?
I don't know.
Such a woman.
Why'd you let Cat get away, Gordon?
Well, I it's hard to catch a cat.
Call me when you get divorced, okay?
I will.
Thank you. Thank you, Haley.
All right, we got two different shows going on here. Corby, you take it for right now.
Okay, what time is it, by the way?
It's 1:56.
On the
ticket. Okay. Plenty of time.
We have plenty of more questions to ask the program director. Unfortunately, he's not around, but we'll try to field them for him.
Well, there he is over there. Cat, get back
get over
up
here.
Cat, come on.
Cat.
You're defeating us. What is your name, ma'am?
Barbie.
Don't say it like that. And what's your question?
When is the rant going to come on and replace Big Dick?
Good question.
Applause out there. Would that mean that we would have to work, you have to work the morning, I'll have to work the afternoon and the night show?
See, that's the thing, ma'am. They will never take us off the shows for which we are minions.
What?
Just replace Big Dick with anybody.
Mm. Like Small Vag?
No.
Savannah, plug your ears.
That's another intern that is trying to get a show.
Small Vag.
Savannah,
is an intern.
Earmuffs, Savannah, earmuffs.
Wait, Mike, so you've seen this human running around the office?
Yeah.
Small Vag, yeah.
Gross.
It's anyone short else? For a Russian name. It's not short for something bad.
How old are you kids here?
24.
How about you, ma'am?
25.
25? Are you guys big listeners?
Yeah.
Soiling this woman?
I kind of like her.
I do too.
Yeah.
Like
really the glasses.
Creepy way.
And
the
fact that you're real small.
Yeah. Are you
easily
so you're not
breakable.
Dating this guy? Are you gay?
No, we're dating.
You're engaged? And you're not soiling her?
No. And Big Dick might marry us, in fact. So.
Do not cheapen your lives
by
letting that cretin marry you. He is not a minister. No.
Well, actually, I am. And
oh, hey. Hey, Richard. What's
what
wrong?
The heck
What's
going on here? Engineers?
We're failing.
Can you guys hear that?
Nine times. Hello.
All right.
Today.
All right, ma'am. What is your name?
Rachel. This is Corby Davidson out with the wireless microphone.
Rachel, how old
here at Ticketstock.
I'm 35.
Are you? Is this your husband over here?
It is.
It's kind of creepy, kind of seedy. Kind of pedophilia-esque.
Hi, Craig.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Hi. How are you?
Uh-oh. What's that all about?
Say it like
yeah, go, what is that all about?
Go, hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, how's it going?
You like Craig, don't you?
I like Craig.
Really? Is he like, if you had to vote for the sexiest ticket host, he'd be number one?
He'd be number one, and number two, and number three.
Wow.
I grabbed his hiney at Coyote Ugly.
Oh, yeah. I remember you. Good to see you again.
That's really weird.
So what's happening here? Dahmer? What's going on?
Do we need to stop?
Okay, right now it's time to go to the Dallas Desperados broadcast.
As Gordon does PA for them, it sounds
like. With George Dunham and Greg Williams. Take it away, guys.